this for you this time, Will Carpenter. While the citizens of Bethlehem wait for the proposed climate action plan, there are things we can do to fight climate change now. Please describe some of the environmental initiatives and or ordinances you would champion if elected.
Okay. I'm still Will. The environment is one of the things that's motivating my getting involved here. I believe wholeheartedly that it is one of the primary issues of our time. My daughter is one of the main reasons that I'm running. She is concerned about her future. She's concerned about the failures of democracy to address these primary needs. So everything that I look at as a council person will be viewed with the eyes, how does this fit into our climate action plan, our current plan, and what else can we do to further taking action for climate change? We know it's coming, we have to deal with it. There is a cost, but the cost of inaction is so much more than the cost of action that we have to do something. I also believe that getting ready for the next generation of technology and climate clean energy and climate technology helps to build good jobs and technology. Our skilled workforce, our union labor, those are all highly skilled positions that we need to attract and get more funding behind. So I will first be a champion of the Climate Action Plan, and I will second look for every action that we take as a city council to say, how does this keep our wonderful water clean? How does it improve our not wonderful air? You know, we have an F rating in our air. We need to address that. We're inviting in more trucks continuously. And to my knowledge, no one in our government has raised the question of how does that affect our air quality that continues to be unacceptable. So with every decision I make, that is going to be prominent on my list. I don't have an answer for you. I don't know what the answer is, but I'm going to dig into it, study it, and make that my top priority. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to comment? Grace, and then I'll get you, Willie.
I think there's many things we could do immediately regarding making our city more environmentally friendly. Many cities recently have instituted a ban on single-use plastic bags without much resistance, and I think we could start there. As far, Will had a good point as far as the traffic. We're seeing more and more trucks on the road because of the warehouses. I think we really have to look at alternate means of transportation within the whole Lehigh Valley. We can't just rely on everyone driving their cars and these trucks. We need more alternate modes of transportation. We need strong laws regarding littering and strong enforcement of those laws. And we need to start with the children. Let's do some awareness programs, more awareness in the schools and the communities about the importance of protecting our environment.
Just so we have an understanding of what's currently going on in our climate action plan is, as has been discussed at public meetings, is we're taking in different phases. In 2007, the city promised to reduce their internal energy use over the next 5 years by 20%, and we hit that at like 31%. In 2017, when I introduced the idea of a climate action plan, it was going to be in phases. And the idea was is that we need to do a citywide energy inventory usage data collection, because it's not just enough for us to look at public buildings, but how do we see how much energy we're using? Over the past year, working with the mayor, with PPNL, UGI, I've gotten those numbers. I've empowered the Environmental Advisory Council to help to craft a request for proposal so we can create a program that's not just how do we ban this or how do we ban this, but it is a citywide investment strategy. We are currently buying 100% of our energy from alternative energy uses, and also come up with what I call Green Bethlehem that allows you, Moravian College, Lehigh Valley Health Network, to sign on to say we are going to cut our own internal energy usage over the next 5-10 years. That's what other cities are doing, and that's what, how we're going to build a sustainable Bethlehem. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Dr. Paige Van Wert.
So I'm fully behind the climate action plan and looking at our energy usage from that perspective, but I think the need is more immediate and right now. Our Environmental Advisory Council has recently become much more active, and I'm so glad about that. They've put together some proposals. One was the plastic bag ban, which I would fully endorse and get behind and propose. Number two is the solar on top of warehouses. I don't know if you saw the article I wrote in the Morning Call, but it's somewhat akin to that. It would be a pilot program to see how do we put solar on top of warehouses, does it work, and how do we spread that out to the rest of the community. Number three is they did a great analysis of the cost of transferring our fleet over to electric vehicles. They're looking particularly at the Parking Authority Jeeps, and they found that the cost of replacing those Jeeps with a electric Chevy Volt was par. Now, the Parking Authority might not like it that much, but I thought it was a great idea, and I think we should continue to push the administration to say, why can't we do this now? Thank you.